Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't leave me in all of this pain. Oh. Don't leave me out in the rain. Come back and bring back the smile. Come and take away these tears. I'm really sad. I need your arms to hold me. The nights are so unkind.
In my hand with his fingers.
Oh, it's our song. That's Fugees.
Beside me.
Oh, here we go.
Unbreak my heart.
There's something else.
Say you love me again.
Say you love me again.
Undo this curtain when you are out of my life. Cry these tears.
Oh, okay.
Cried so many nights.
Right. Yeah.
Break my heart.
It's very emotional.
Very Spanish.
Very emotional. Bit
of
Lent
a key change for all of the buses.
It's down Tony Braxton.
Here.
Isn't it?
It's really low and quite Spanish sounding. And then we go up to the chorus. Say you love me. It's the same chords, but we've gone up a step and a hop in the song. And now it's powerful.
Yeah.
Cry these.
Lazy.
What's lazy?
Uncry these tears. Just put un in front of something.
If you could un something from your life, unfat my belly.
I'd unwank my penis. It seemed too much.
Unrecede my hairline.
Unrecede my hairline, yeah.
Say I'll have a full head of hair.
Yeah. Regret.
Undo this curse that started when I started going bald.
Just say I have regret. Rather than singing undo this, unsee
mate,
this.
Mate, that's the... mate, the
lazy.
The tweak that makes this song genius is unbreak my heart.
Right.
Because if she says don't break my heart, it's a shit song.
Oh, that's
Don't cry these tears. Right. No, it's the little, it's the twist, the nuance.
The little...
See, a broken heart, everyone's had one.
Are you in the employ of Tony Braxton? He's so staunchly defending.
No, but that's why it's so good.
This piece of shit song.
No, it's a great song.
It's mawkish, sentimental horseshit.
And I like it when she goes, I love you again. Then she goes,
oh, I like that.
You know that
bit? No, I like that.
That's a good bit.
I like a little roar. The Tony Braxton. Tony Braxton has a nice little.
She was honestly clearing their throat.
She has Tony Braxton has that growl.
Tony, you ready for another take? Yep. Beep. Tony. Yep. It's an androgynous name. I know. Are you ready for a take then? Yep. Let me just clear my throat. Cry these tears.
Did you get that?
Beep. I think we're going to keep that take. That was pretty great.
Can we get Tony?
I was just clearing. I had a lot of beer last night. I'm very phlegmy.
Right.
I had some milk this morning.
I have no lozenges.
I had some milk, which activated which irritated my mucus gland.
Yeah. I haven't got any eucalyptus.
You know that milk is bad for the mucus gland.
Yeah, I know. Being, you know, an actor.
Being an actor.
Trained for the stage.
Trained.
They tell you how to take care of your voice, don't they?
That I like that song.
Right.
There's a thread.
What's
to
that?
Tony Braxton.
Why were you playing Tony Braxton?
That song is 20 years old this year.
Okay.
Which is the theme of the next however till we get bored.
So there could be a 20-year-old listening to this who could have been conceived to that song.
If it was out before March.
About it?
No, if it was out before March, yes, technically.
Right.
Yeah. That's right, isn't it? That's the good math.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 18th of January.
All right.
It's happening.
Yep.
Do you know what else is 20 years old? See if you can remember these songs. Let's introduce some new people.
Right.
Some young listeners.
Yeah.
So this is great for everyone, because the elders can go, I remember that. And the youth, we can show them the pop, the popular pop.
Britpop was kicking off.
No, it was winding up, down.
Was it?
Yeah, 97.
Right, it was winding down. Yeah. I had flowing locks.
97.
Hope in my eyes.
We start with a sad one, so we can go
on. Right, okay.
Fine. Elton John.
All right.
Memories of that?
Candle in the Wind.
Right. The cover.
Yeah, yeah, of Goodbye Norma Jean.
The cover of his own song.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't write a song.
So, Princess Diana.
He didn't write a song.
She dies in Paris. No, she's just, you know.
You just rehash an old one.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Which was lucky, because it was going to be the one from The Lion King. Right. It was going to be Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But someone at the last minute went, can you do Candle in the Wind instead of
Elton? Yeah, it's more fitting the tone of it.
What's that? Well, it was going to be Are You Ready for Love?
Yeah.
I remember that song. I remember being annoyed that there was no cartoons on the day Diana died.
The day she died, or the day of her,
the day she died,
funeral?
Yeah. No, I remember going downstairs.
We interrupt this cartoon because
I wanted to watch whatever, and she was in, then there was no cartoons.
She was brown,
for like a week.
Brown bread. Yeah. She was. Everyone was very. I wasn't taken up in the whole hysteria of it. A lot of people lost their shit.
That's the biggest selling song of all time.
Candle in the Wind.
The biggest selling single.
Queen of Our Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
People's Princess. Barbie Girl.
Wow, by Aqua.
See, you remember their name?
I do, of course.
Yeah?
I have a beating heart, Josh.
I got two ears. 2 ears and a heart. No Doubt, Don't Speak. Great song.
Great. Gwen Stefani. Married to Gavin Rosdell.
You and me.
We used to be together, very much together.
Now we're not
always. Yeah.
And then you left, but don't speak, just don't speak.
Yeah.
Don't open your fucking mouth, don't speak. Don't speak, please don't fucking say anything.
Yeah.
Just don't open your mouth.
It's very much the forerunner of.
I like the end.
You say it best. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Yeah.
What's that? Who did that one?
Ronan.
Ronan Keating.
Was a cover. I don't know who did the
Ronan
original.
Keating, You Say Best When You Say Nothing At All is very much the anthem for the abusive partner, isn't it?
It's his way of saying, please shut up.
It's just, no, so you also sing shut up with a smile, which is menacing.
Men in Black.
Really?
Will Smith.
Good guy, he's dressed in black.
Is pantheon the right word?
Mm.
I always want to say that word, but I'm not sure what it means.
What do you mean?
Is pantheon when someone's at the height of their success?
No, the zenith.
What's pantheon?
Well, the pantheon is like...
Is that that's a black cat that's big.
Yeah. Pantheon is like a collection of, you know...
Oh, a pantheon's a place.
A place, yeah. The pantheon is kind of where you celebrate collective and... Yeah.
Pantheon dictionary. All the gods of the people or religion collectively. A group of famous or important people.
Yes.
Oh, so I'm wrong. That's not the right way
to say it. No. Zenith.
The zenith.
Yeah.
The heights.
Yeah.
Of his fame.
No, but the height. Yeah. So he was, Will Smith?
Yeah. That was like the height, when he had a movie out,
right.
And then he'd do the rap song about the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm in the West, I'm a cowboy, I've got a gun, and here's another guy singing the chorus. Stevie Wonder Sample. And then there was...
Diversified.
Here come a George Michael. It's
right.
A George Michael song. That one.
Oh, was it a George Michael? Oh, God.
Yeah. Forget me nuts.
He made hay while the sun shone.
His whole career is just like... Just he takes four bars out of any song.
Yeah, and then does a bit of Big Willie style.
Because, you know, then he had The Clash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
Rock the Casbah. But he made it about the year 1999.
Yeah.
Just the most shit song ever. Do you not remember that?
Was that before 1999?
No, it was in the year 1999.
So he was trying to cash in on that Prince.
Yeah, it was like, no, he was cashing in on the millennium.
Tonight we're going to party, the Willennium.
Yeah.
He called it the Willennium.
Yeah,
didn't he?
New millennium. No, excuse me, Willennium.
Y2K?
Will2K. It was called the Will2K.
Will2K.
R. Kelly?
Really? Did he bring something out?
I believe I can fly.
Really? Space Jam. Was this before he pissed on someone?
Space Jam?
Was this before he pissed on someone?
Yeah, this was before he got all sexy when he was still like Mr. Ballad. Oh, no, so, no, he had some sexy songs. Vibe, vibe, that one.
You've got that vibe.
Yeah.
I'm confused about the message of that song. Was it about again?
Right.
This just keeps repeating vibe.
And then he had, yeah. I believe. I had that bit at the end. I fly.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
My favourite thing. Next time you listen to I Believe I Can Fly,
yeah,
you have to do a shot every time Mike Kelly goes, woo.
Yeah.
Because he does it about 15 times during that song. I believe I fly. Yeah. And the video, he's conducting the orchestra, isn't he? Like, he's like he was conducting a fucking orchestra.
Yeah, of course.
And
of cartoon characters in his mind.
Another good drinking game. Another good drinking game is do a shot every time Will Smith goes, ha ha! Big Will! Every time he goes, ha ha! Or says his name.
Right.
You have to do a shot. Anyway, welcome to the show. 20 yes. years.
Hello.
20
years.
Welcome to the show, everyone. What happened this week in the news?
Did you hear this week Joe Fiennes?
Who's Joe Fiennes?
Well, Joe Fiennes is Ralph Fiennes' brother. He was in Shakespeare in Love. Played
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. But the guy opposite Gwyneth Paltrow. So Joe Fiennes is in this.
He plays Shakespeare.
Yeah, he does in Shakespeare in Love.
I'm trying to think if I've seen that film. I like the works of Shakespeare, so I probably have seen it.
But anyway,
that's my favourite Shakespeare play.
Sky Atlantic, I think, they pulled a show this week because in it, I think it's called Urban Myths, the show. And in it, it's kind of a heightened comedic treatment of like urban myths of the famous. And in this one, it was like a road trip with Marlon Brando and someone else. And Michael Jackson. Anyway, in the thing, he dresses up as Michael Jackson, all white, and he's like,
what, the guy who played Shakespeare?
Yeah, Joe Fiennes. So like, he dresses as Michael Jackson.
What?
And he's playing Michael Jackson. He's playing Michael Jackson. I'll show you the picture. He's playing Michael Jackson, and the Sky Atlantic had to pull
it. It's a bit dangerous. Or maybe bad. Maybe that's quite bad.
Singer's family angered and disrespected by portrayal of Jackson played by Joseph Fiennes in satirical series Urban Myths.
What, he blacked up? Yeah, but in the famous words of MJ, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, let your kids stay at my house.
That's right, yeah.
You know, that was the deleted line from the song.
Oh, really?
It don't matter if you're black or white, let your kids stay at my house. Let your kids stay at my house.
See you at the ranch?
Yeah. Yeah. I built a fairground and invited your kid over to for a sleepover with some red wine.
Right.
And the engineer was like, Michael, you can't sing that.
No.
So they made it about race instead.
Yeah.
It's true.
They pulled out that.
That's 100% true.
That is 100%. You can't refute it.
Yeah. So they cancelled the show, the whole series.
Yeah. No, I think they just pulled. Well, I'm not sure what's happening to it now, but they pulled it. And you kind of get it, because if you're like, if your brother or sister to Michael Jackson, and he only died, I mean, apparently he died 7 years ago, but it feels more recent than that. And to see a portrayal of him, you know, he wasn't in the early stage. He was like the later stage where
he went for a drive with Marlon Brando.
Well, I don't know the details.
Where'd they go? Where do you think they went?
It was like, I think it was Elizabeth Taylor Brando and him were in a car together in Vegas or something.
SeaWorld, Burger King.
But it was like,
then home for blind date.
Didn't Joe Fiennes, when he was on set, like, dressed as Michael Jackson with all the kind of the pointy nose and everything, do you look in the mirror and just go, this is a bit of a risk? Because it was a bit of a risk, wasn't it? He was like, well, this guy's dead, but he's kind of relatively fresh in the ground. He's still very much in the popular consciousness of people. And,
well, it's more
and I could offend the family.
Hang on a minute. It's not a risk, Tim, because it was too close to his death. It's a risk because he's a white man.
Yeah.
That's why it's risky.
Well, yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend
you're shocked, rightfully so, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's true. But
you've taken a knife to a race fight there.
There was the
Nina Simone film that they just hid, didn't they?
What?
There was a biopic.
Right.
I hate biopics.
Why?
Because it's just like, whenever a singer dies, they go, oh, we'll make a film about them now.
Well, they're difficult to make dramatic.
And they're just so fucking
they're too reverent.
Boring. Well, Is there one good film about a singer? It's because they're reverent.
And they can't take too many liberties. They can't just make shit up.
That fucking Whiplash film.
I love that film.
Oh my god! It's like,
what's wrong with that film? That's not a biopic.
It's annoying.
Why are you so down on that film?
It's like, firstly, I don't know much about jazz, right? I don't know much about jazz,
right?
But my interpretation of it is that there aren't that many good white jazz drummers,
right?
Right. Right. If you look at the history of jazz music, right. I just don't think there are many.
Why are you being racist?
And it's like his, and it's just like he's so angry because he wants to be in the band, and it's like he played till his fingers bled. Oh, he broke the snare drum. Oh, and he's not even fucking drumming. Like, at least if I'm going to watch,
drumming.
No, he's not. He's not drumming.
What's he doing?
They've overdubbed the drums. It's so obvious.
Well, not to me, and like a lot of people, and it's a good story.
It's not.
Of course, it is.
No, I want to be in the band.
It's Rocky with drums. It's Rocky with drums. Who is not going to love that? It's great.
Just watch Rocky or watch some drums.
Yeah, the editing's great. It's just great. And it's a guy who's pushing himself to excellence. Like,
it's Love Actually with spaceships, Josh. It's Love Actually with spaceships.
You're a musician and you're like, okay, fine, you're committed to whatever you do.
I'm a musician in inverted commas.
Exactly. You're not like, for example, I don't compare myself as an actor to like ballet dancers. Like, I have a respect for ballet dancers or gymnasts or jazz musicians or people who play in the Royal Philharmonic because they have to be that committed and that disciplined and a highly trained animal. Okay. And it was about that.
Let me ask you, if you went to see a film about someone who wanted to be a musical singer, right, and as soon as they started singing, it quite clearly cut to another person's voice.
Right.
Would you not be like, well, that's just, what the hell am I watching here?
No, it would kill my dick. But like, But like, as I'm ignorant of the finer points of drumming, it didn't matter to me. It did not matter to me. And it's just all these fucking musicians. You're just like, if you're a musician, you look
at that. It's not like you're a musician.
You miss the point. If you're a musician, you look at Whiplash and go, oh, the drums look good. You do miss the point of the film. You miss what you can get from it.
No, because I don't like Fast and Furious and I don't care about cars.
Right. What? That makes no sense.
Yeah, you're saying that I should care about it. I only care about it because I'm invested in it.
No, it's like, you're like a person who watches The Fast and Furious and goes, you can't do that in a car.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I would watch it and probably go, wow, The Rock. How did he even fit in there?
So why don't you embrace that attitude to The Fast and the Furious and extend it to Whiplash?
How did he get in that car? The Rock's massive.
Why didn't you extend it to Whiplash?
When did he become The Rock? He used to be...
Dwayne.
Yeah,
No, he was Dwayne.
No, he was The Rock. Now he's Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Then he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson for a bit as well.
Yeah.
And now he's just Dwayne.
He never got shitty about it on set. Did he go, I call me The Rock? I'm not talking to you unless you call me The Rock.
How do we get onto Whiplash?
I don't know, man. You started trashing it.
We're talking about movies.
Mm.
What movie were we talking about? Joe Fiennes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Blacking up. So there was the Nina Simone.
Well, he didn't black up because he was... Jackson was white by that point.
There was that Nina Simone film a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
where, no, it was last year, I think, and the actress was black, but she wasn't black enough. So they made her more black.
Oh, really?
None more black, right? They went, well, Nina Simone was black. This actress is sort of a brown, dark brown.
Right.
So they kind of made her have makeup that made her more black.
Is that okay? I don't know. Well, is that okay?
The thing I find weird about it is that if I go watch the Nina Simone biopic,
right,
I know it's not Nina Simone.
Exactly.
So can I not suspend my belief that she was maybe three shades lighter? Why did they need to black her up?
Well, because in biopics, there's a reverence that one needs to observe, you know. You need to nail something.
No, like, but nail the mannerisms and the acting.
Yeah, that's true. But Jason Gordon-Levitt...
I'm not going to come out of it going, everything about that was good, but she just wasn't dark enough to play the role.
Well, that's true. Jason Gordon-Levitt. Well, it depends what they're distinct... Well, yeah, actually, why don't you just... If you just sound like her...
Yeah.
Because that's the distinguishing aspect of it, really, is she's a singer. The Jason Gordon-Levitt in Snowden, new film Snowden, he nails Edward Snowden's voice.
Really?
Yeah, he really does. And it's almost to a fault, actually. But obviously, he doesn't look like Snowden. And he does a great job.
Did you see La La La...
La La Land. The film about making movies that Hollywood's going to embrace.
Yeah. Hollywood really likes films about Hollywood.
But interesting, La La Land is directed by David Chazelle, who did Whiplash.
Yeah, see? So that's why I'm not going to go see it.
No, it's going to be awesome, man. Like, David Chazelle's a great director. Fantastic.
Is it a musical in like a dancey breaking into song sense?
I think so, yeah.
What does it say that in the 40s and 50s you got Fred Astaire?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the greatest dancers of all time.
Yeah.
and also an incredibly talented singer and musician. And now in 2017, we get Ryan Gosling.
Well, he was in the Mickey Mouse Club. let us not forget that. He was. I mean, I'm not. It's only like a half joke. He did grow up dancing and singing with Britney Spears and Aguilera. He did do that.
And Timberlake.
And Timberlake, right?
Yeah. So, not and Timberlake. Justin Timberlake.
So even at that age, he had the skills to pay the bills. What's wrong with that?
Is he up there with Estelle?
No, of course he's not up there with Estelle. Of course not.
Are there anyone? Are there any left? Are
there's
there any
CGI
great...
now. They can rotoscope his legs and make them look cool and just kind of green screen him on a fucking thing and put wires and lift him up through a sky of exploding stars and jizz. And then they could just lower him on a flower and then Emma Stone can do a little dance. And then and credits. I'm imagining it's going to be
you're not
like
selling
that.
It.
No. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are going to go see that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, shall we do some letters?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll take a short break here to see if we haven't lost all our sponsorship.
Let's take the 5 seconds of...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Silence.
Yeah.
Like a vow.
Right. There we go. Every week you can write into the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Mm. Any problems that you might be having. Perhaps a work problem, like...
You're working in a cubicle with another man called Patrick, and he has a pet tortoise. He asks you to look after his tortoise on the week... Okay, let's start again. You share a work cubicle with a man called Patrick, and he has a pet tortoise. He asks you to look after his tortoise called Bradley on the weekend because he's going out of town. So you look after the tortoise and you don't know what to feed it, so you start feeding it raw chicken and it dies. You start to panic and try and shop for another tortoise, but Tortoise R Us is out of tortoises. And Patrick comes back and asks you about Brad the tortoise. He's, where's Bradley? And you have to tell him. You have to tell him after a few pints because you decided to get him drunk first that he's dead, dead, dead. I killed your tortoise. He's dead, dead. I killed your tortoise. I fed him raw chicken. I fed him raw chicken. Oh, it was a red flag from the beginning with, but I panicked. I don't know how to look after your tortoise. In fact, I'm glad, because you still owe me a tenner.
And I flushed him down the toilet.
You still owe me a tenner.
I flushed him down the toilet.
It's kind of
a
subconscious thing.
Down the toilet,
subconsciously.
Quite big and
I was kind of angry
go around
you,
the U-bend.
So I neglected the tortoise, Bradley the tortoise,
and
because
now the toilet's
Patrick
blocked.
Is dead. Yeah, so something like that.
Killed a turtle. Tortoise.
Tortoise.
What's the difference?
Turtles swim.
Oh, is that the difference?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah, turtles are water-based.
Oh, so tortoise would die.
Yeah. A tortoise can't swim.
Do you reckon the turtles show off in front of the tortoises? Like, hey, you go for a swim, you coming? Oh, you can't.
Yeah, yeah. If turtles and tortoise goes down the beach, they're like, the turtle's getting laid.
You think?
Yeah.
Because he's surfing.
Well, the tortoise is also shit at volleyball. I mean, it's like, it's fucked.
Well, hang on a minute. You say that, the turtle's getting laid, like he can go in the water and show off. However, the time
flippers.
It would take for the turtle to get to the water and back,
yeah.
The tortoise could be putting in the groundwork on the beach with a lady.
Yeah.
A human lady.
I think tortoises may live longer.
Yeah, they do. The Blue Peter tortoise is 7,000 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
that? Yeah.
There was that story like 2 years ago when it was like, oh, he came back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's how fucked the BBC yeah. was.
It goes tortoise, Yoda, everything else.
Yeah. They had a Blue Peter which is a like a kids' TV show over here. They had a tortoise in their garden,
mm-hmm.
and then they were like, "Oh, it died." And then like 20 years later, they were like, "Oh no, wait, he came back. Where did it go?"
They just sit there, don't they?
Sabbatical.
They lower their heart rate to almost nothing.
Maybe you're having a relationship problem. Like, should we go up a key?
Yeah, okay.
Your boyfriend starts doing weights so many ways, starts going to the gym. Works his pecs, works his lats, works his calves, but mainly his lats and his pecs. Lats and his pecs, pecs and his lats, which is it?
Alright.
I don't know. He does his biceps so much, he eventually looks like a crab. He starts to really overdo it, and he can't fit in doorways anymore. It gets to the point you're really embarrassed and you don't know what to tell him, because he just basically looks like two big, muscly arms and nothing else. He has a stiff neck. And so, you know, you dump him.
Wait,
who dumps their boyfriend because he got too buff?
No, but like...
out of disproportionately
like a,
buff.
Like a really, you know, like a really big, like, just work the arms and the
guys who only do the upper body.
Yeah, he has a tiny head.
Or maybe you have a sex problem, like... You can only get turned on when your mom is home. Is that it?
That's it.
Just that's it.
When she's just home. So, well, you have to...
so you're obsessed with your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's pretty good.
Job's good. And...
First letter. I've been told by our legal department to say that we are not trained advice to give us, and any advice that we do say should be taken in jest. Where are we? Cheating at the gym.
What's that?
Cheating at the gym.
Ah. Right. Let's go.
Dear EBP, last week...
Sexy.
I saw my
Exciting.
Last week, I saw my housemate's boyfriend in the gym. As I exercise on a bike behind him... That's almost like...
Ah.
That's like she's spying on him, following him in real life, just in the shittest way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a sleuth following him to work, hanging back.
But
it's static in a gym.
Just saw him...
As I exercise on a bike behind him, I could see him text who I thought was his girlfriend, sending her constant selfies as he did circuits around the gym.
Right.
When I got home, I mentioned to her that I saw him, and she said it was odd because he said he was going straight to work.
Right.
This has rattled me, because who the hell was he sending the pics to?
Mm.
I'm obviously worried and want to tell my friend, but there's always the chance it's totally innocent and I'm going to sound like a psycho. Your advice would be appreciated.
Right. Well, it's too, you know, it's too early, isn't it? You can't leap in there. It's like leaping into a, you know, it's not your turn yet. You know when people leap into the skip rope? You know the skip rope?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's your turn to leap in, it's not your turn to leap in. Shut up. It's not your turn to, it's not your turn to leap in.
Well, hang on a minute.
Are cheating on someone. I think you don't want to leap into that. You don't want to leap into that skip rope. It's not.
My flatmate's got a cheating man, yeah, and he went to the gym and was texting someone else.
And you jump, and then you're just jumping in that skip
rope.
My
name is your boyfriend is cheating.
Just you know, you don't have to leap into the skip rope.
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Did she ever sing that? I went to a Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread. He wrapped it up in a £5 note, and this is what he said. When the girls do that thing where they clap.
Well, yeah, they do the patty cake.
It's before iPads and Instagram.
Yeah.
How did you entertain yourself, kids? Well, we clapped hands and sang mildly, weirdly racist songs.
Yeah, before the world became cynical.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, what are these? I went to a Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread. Why are you going to a Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread?
Don't know.
He wrapped up in a £5 note.
The scans.
Wrapped up in a £5 note. How small's the loaf of bread?
Tiny loaf of bread.
And this is what he said. My name is... You could tell my sister didn't have any friends. My friend, I know this. Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, girls are sexy, sitting in the backseat drinking Pepsi. And that's where I get confused. Something.
Who's sitting in the backseat drinking Pepsi with Elvis Presley?
My name is Elvis Presley, girls are sexy, sitting in the backseat drinking Pepsi.
Wow, that's proper...
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Hey. I think this is a simple letter.
Letter?
What, the letter that they've...
What, write... Oh, I see.
Person wrote an email.
Yeah.
I think it's a simple one to answer. You don't do fuck all. It's not your role.
What, can you do that in the voice of Ray Winston, please?
You don't do fuck all. I think it's a pretty simple letter, right? What you do, right? You don't do fuck all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes life is a game of chess. You've got to just sit there and wait for them to fuck up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not your responsibility.
Don't you shut your fucking mouth. You shut your fucking mouth while I'm talking to you, someone.
Yeah.
Cut your fucking throat.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll fucking end you.
I like when gangsters do that. They go, yeah, your dad was a fucking alcoholic mug and all, wasn't he? And then there's a pause and he goes, ha, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good gangster.
The Pesci.
When they fuck with you and they go, no, I'm just messing
the head
around.
Fuck you, yeah.
And then you laugh, then they stab you. That's the way. That's the general rule.
That's the headline.
There's certain rules with gangsters,
right?
Don't ever let them do you a favour.
No.
Don't go for a ride in their car.
Definitely don't do that.
Don't laugh when they laugh. And don't hold on to a gun for them.
Yeah. Don't walk in a car park. Don't find yourself in a car park with them.
Yes.
Alone.
Yeah. Don't let them buy you a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're getting you ready.
They relax you. That's the thing. That's the thing. They'll relax you before they dispatch you.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how this helps.
So the key is, if you're having a really good time with a gangster, you're about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it helps at all. I think you should just not mention it. That's it. Let this play out.
Who was he sending selfies to? Anyone. Could have been anyone.
It could have been anyone.
Could have been his boss. His mum.
Yeah.
Hey, Mum, I'm using the gym membership you got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Could have been innocent.
Yeah, it could have been that.
Or you can steal his phone and then take screen grabs and send them to us.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. All right, next letter. Dear EBP, this one's called Girlfriend's Brother.
Right.
Last night, I played five-a-side football with my girlfriend's brother. Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a loner, and I've always figured it was because he's shy. I've never seen him with friends, and he's not been on any dates in the whole 2 years I've known him. So I bit the bullet as part of my New Year's resolution and insisted he join our five-a-side team. One of our regulars has moved to Berlin, so it fit perfectly. Well, I mean, that's part of the story that not necessary.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, after one game, I totally get why no one likes him. Here are some of the things he did.
Okay.
Number one, rough tackling.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Number two, accused handballs and fouls about 8 times. What does that mean?
Right, okay.
So he was like, foul!
Yeah, yeah, he was basically...
That's a foul!
Yeah, he didn't try to ingratiate himself to the group.
He was getting too involved.
He was too front foot.
Here's what, rough tackling, okay, accused handballs and fouls about 8 times. Shouted ginger man on when a redhead friend was about to tackle me.
Ginger man on.
So instead of shouting man on,
because
the guy had red hair, he went, ginger man on!
Jesus Christ.
after the game, said, all right, quiz, where are we drinking?
This guy
then
is...
proceeded to get so drunk, I had to put him in a taxi home.
Right.
How the fuck do I oust him from my team without upsetting him, his family, and my girlfriend?
Just gotta be honest. Just say that you've got a new game. The game's moved. Or someone's come back to be in
the that's
game.
A good one, yeah. Dave's come back.
Dave's back.
He went to Berlin and there was an economic crash.
Yeah, yeah.
He got fired. Yeah. They burnt all his clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Dave's back.
He got attacked by a ravenous turkey.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
So Dave's back.
Yeah. He was allergic to schnitzel.
Yeah.
So now he's home.
Yeah.
Currywurst. Just do that.
He took a turn for the currywurst and he came back.
That's hard though, isn't it? Because he's blatantly an arsehole.
Then just rip the band-aid off and go, listen, you're not our kind of people.
Just say to his sister, say to your girlfriend, your brother's an idiot. These are the things he did.
He did, yeah.
Because if he says that to her... If he says to her, look, your brother's a sociopath, look at this stuff he did, there's no way she's going to go, oh, can you just hang out with him? He's a bit lonely.
Well, yeah, I think he was trying too hard. I think you should give him another go. Because if anyone goes, I mean, either he is a solid gold dick, or, you know, I mean, that's beautiful. All right, queers, where are we drinking? He's trying quite hard.
And then got so drunk that he had to put him in a cab home. So it ended up costing him money.
Exactly. So he's really not happy either. He's clearly nervous. That's why he drinks. So why don't you just give him another go and just go, calm down, dude. Just calm down.
That's what I'd say.
Or...
The cab money.
Or bring him back so he feels included and just get one of this on the opposite side, one guy, to do a two-footed challenge. Fucking take him out.
What, break his kneecap?
Well, no, just damage him in some way.
Just take
so
him,
he doesn't have to come back.
Just take him aside before the game and say, look, you're a bit... but it's hard to do that. It's really easy for us to sit here and go, tell him he's an arsehole. You can't actually do that in real life.
No, you just go, don't say ginger on. Don't make someone who's ginger.
Yeah, but it was probably like he probably went up to the guy afterwards and went, "Oh, hey, I'm just kidding, mate. You know, just playing. You know, just having a laugh, aren't we? Just lads, all the lads."
Yeah.
What you do is get everyone else to slag off his physical attributes next week.
Yeah.
Like throughout the game.
Yeah.
For the whole game.
Yeah.
So he gets the picture.
Yeah,
passive aggressive. Elbow your way passive aggressively through this.
Yeah. I think it's. I think give him another shot though.
Yeah,
it might get better.
Yeah,
and if it gets worse, write in.
Okay, last letter.
Yeah,
it's a very short one.
Right.
Dear EBP, hipster beards, yes or no?
Oh, right.
My boyfriend wants to grow one, and I hate them. We will do what you say, but we need a unanimous yes or no.
Well, it depends if you grow a good beard, isn't it?
What's a hipster beard? Is that when it's long?
I think it's just, a nice, thick, big old fucking beard.
But a hipster beard is only a hipster beard if you look like a hipster, right?
Yeah,
if you're wearing like a blue polo neck, like you've been at sea, with a pipe and a monocle.
Yeah. I think a hipster beard...
Or, a flannel shirt and braces.
Yeah. I always think of like a really good beard, but on a 22-year-old. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where you're young, you should have it shaved off, but you're kind of choosing not to show your face, even though you probably look better just showing your face.
I don't think it's the beard. I think
you look like you're from the 70s.
Yeah, if you were authentic. If you were wearing more hipstery clothes, then it would be a hipster beard, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't just mean beard.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. I think. Well, is she. Her. What is that? Her boyfriend is going to get a beard. Don't know, man.
I mean, I'm going to go on a limb here and I'm going to say I don't think that you should be in charge of what your boyfriend does with his body.
Yeah, but you do have the power to veto a bit, don't you? In relationships, you don't have the power to veto, but you have the power to strongly advise against.
What would your girlfriend say if you shaved off your beard?
I don't think she'd give a shit.
What would she say?
I think she'd say you look a bit mental.
If you let it grow.
Right, yeah.
What would she say?
I don't think she'd give a shit about that.
Really? Like growing to the point where there's like bits of cornflake and wax and...
Oh no, she'd definitely have she'd have a say.
Coffee stains.
Yeah. She'd have a say.
Muesli raisins.
Like, for example, with her, she has a collection of horrible, horrible jumpers, which I hate. So I kind of tell her not to wear them, and she sometimes wears them in defiance. But generally speaking, I strongly advise against it. And then she'll like strongly advise against me wearing tracksuits all the time.
Well, I'm glad that's starting to work.
Yeah, and
it is pretty good that you're not wearing tracksuits all the fucking time now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a two-way street, really. But I think, fucking give it a go.
I just think let him grow a beard.
Start to smell a bit.
It's a bit weird that you would make a decision like that.
I mean, life is obviously going well.
I think we need to talk to some people about this.
Life is obviously going well if this is the main thing.
Yeah.
If this is the main course.
Yeah, pat yourselves on the back.
In your universe, then your relationship's going pretty well, and your life is, unimpeded with trauma.
Yeah, pat yourselves on the back.
Well done.
That everything is going so fantastically well.
Yeah.
That you sit down to discuss whether or not you should grow a beard.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, touch my cheek.
Oh, it's very soft.
There's nothing.
It's
like nothing.
Gary
going
Lineker.
On there. There's nothing going on there.
Nothing going on.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. Yeah, we're done.
That's it. Join us next week. Let's go have a craft lager.
Yeah.
I drank some craft lager.
Mm.
It's craft lager and microbrewery. Right. Is that all the same stuff?
I think so.
I
think it's IPA. Like craft, I always imagine, well, it's lager.
It's like a trend, isn't it?
Yeah. It's microbrewery. Yeah.
I had 2 pints of a craft beer last week, and I had like honestly 2 pints, the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's just, is there any legislation on what? Because it's just two guys in a bathtub, right? Mixing stuff with an old ore. That's literally what I picture it as.
Well, like prohibition era.
Yeah, when you go and buy craft lager, in my head, it's just someone made it in their bath with an ore and they went to the supermarket and bought some hops and barley. Right. And then they got their mate who's good at graphic design to like fancy up a cool logo.
Yeah,
a
logo,
and called it some ridiculous pun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And then they kind of moonshine it out.
Yeah.
Onto the populace.
Yeah, and then they, you know, they just brand it well.
Yeah.
But you can literally put anything you want in beer, right?
I think the microbrewery, like, the stuff, the IPAs I've had, gives you it's a crazy
hangover. I just trust, this is the thing, like, there's, like, this rebellion against the big beer brands. Like they're doing something bad. Are they hurting the planet?
No idea.
I mean, I guess they must be on some level, right?
Why?
Because don't they filter their beer through fish?
What?
Like, some vegans can't drink certain beers.
Because of hops and barley.
No, because they're filtered through fish skin.
Oh, I didn't know.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
You learn things.
Yeah, one of the benefits of touring with so many vegan bands is that you learn a lot about what you can and can't have.
Good.
The big beer companies, for me, are like, I'm totally on board with them now.
Right.
Because they've had, like, 100 years to figure out how to not give you a hangover.
Yeah.
And these new guys... These entrepreneurs,
these gunslingers,
having to, you know, take their fucking braces off so they don't get them wet while they're stirring their bath beer.
Right.
Terrible hangovers.
Like a gold rush.
Yeah.
Of shit beer.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, on that beer shell.
Thank you for listening to the show again.
Thank you
for listening to the show.
Thank you.
We hope that you will join us next week for
join us next week for more Navi.
On the Acceptable Boy Podcast. It's available on iTunes and all the podcast places. Please go online and leave a nice review. Say something nice and leave 5 stars.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Goodbye.
Come on, you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.